So we're going to discuss the aspects of doing the pistol squat. So the pistol squat is a one-leg squat that requires a lot of ankle range of motion, core stability to stop yourself from collapsing, as well as glute control to move the knee outside so it doesn't collapse into a valgus position, which causes damage to the MCL and ACL joints. So one of the easy scalings for the pistol is a box-to-pistol stand-up. You have the client sit down in the box, you bring up one leg, and you stand up out of it. It takes a lot of the balance component out of it and also makes it into more of an impulse rather than a control exercise. You can also do that with a TRX by having the client hold the TRX. One of the problems with the TRX pistols is it doesn't develop the balance. Their center of gravity will usually be leaning back, and they're more or less doing a one-arm row with a leg assistance. And so as a scaling, it has its limitations. From a energy point of view, it works. From a strength control point of view, it's not as effective. You can help build that a little stronger by using a valve slide or furniture mover on the opposite leg, where the leg slides out in front of them or to the side for a lateral lunge or behind for a curtsy lunge. That really has them keep a much closer form rather than having their weight back too far. Unlike a lot of other squats, the pistol is designed where you have to keep your weight over your heel and over your body. Otherwise, your center of gravity is too far back and the pistol won't work at all. So one of the most effective scalings for a pistol squat is to use a counterbalance. We often use a weight plate or a small dumbbell. What that does is it alleviates some of the need to have your weight so far forward. For clients that have an ankle range of motion challenge, it's literally they can't get their knee forward enough to maintain proper center of gravity so they don't spill backwards. Having a plate in front of them allows them to maintain that center of gravity. Similarly, for clients that have an ankle range of motion limitation, a heel plate will allow them to do the motion without having all the ankle range of motion required to execute the move. It won't scale using the heel plate. However, they still can get the benefits of the squat. When we're thinking about a pistol squat, we want to think about mobility. We need to mobilize the joints and the muscles that are involved in that so that you have a strong neural connection with the glutes so you can maintain knee position. We want the quads warmed up because it is a lot of strain on the front part of the squat, the vasto medialis, as well as making sure we have the ankle range fully functional, fully warm to get every last degree of motion possible to do that movement. And so those are the areas to mobilize. Rollers will work for that. Foam rollers will work, as well as standard ankle range of motion exercise and glute activation drills such as hip bridges and knee abductions, things like that.